All right, here's the question. If you buy a business with an existing staff, what's the best way to deal with toxic culture that already exists there without just firing everybody? Well, you kind of beat me to it. No, I mean, if you're buying a business and you fire everybody, you basically shouldn't have bought the business, right? You know, part of the purchase is checking out, you know, who's there and the talent. For me, what we don't want to do is try and bend to everybody's, you know, whatever, whim to try and get consensus. Consensus is a disaster. Consensus is when every, you know, you try and find the middle ground with everybody and make that is a leadership fail. For me, I would grab the team and I would recast vision. Okay, I'd get my team and their team and I'd put them together and I'd be like, guys, I'm so inspired. We're going to do something great. We're going to change the world. We're going to impact lives. Appreciate you all, you know. Your bit is vital to our grand vision. I'd have slides and I'd probably put on food and I'd get everybody excited. And I would say, this is the new regime and this is my expectation of culture. And here's what we will accept and here's what we won't accept. And then I would kind of do the old yay team at the end of that meeting. And then the next day, you'll get to find out who really bought into it and who just nodded at the time. And it will shine a big light on those that won't. And those people, you just need to give one more chance. You've got to them and say, listen, I said this and you nodded and you were with me, but now you're not. I want you to come with me. Will you come with me? You know, let's work on this. And this is what I need you to do. And they will probably quit and leave. And that would be a good thing. There's always fallout when two cultures collide. It's just that yours needs to be intentional and dominate. Because if you don't dominate your culture, theirs will erode yours. You've got to go in, all guns are blazing. Here's the new regime. This is what we stand for. This is what we don't. And I want the team now. I give the team permission to police this new culture. And you'll have fallout. But generally, you'll get people that want to go with you. And, you know, I guess, let me give a short answer to that. It comes down to leadership. It comes down to your ability to cast a vision, rally troops, get them excited, you know? If two Fortune 500 companies can do this with 10,000 staff here and 10,000 staff here and smash those together and go, if that can happen, it can happen with a business of, you know, five team and five team. It's even more obvious when people don't join you with that. But for me, it's going in there, it's being excited, it's showing them who's boss, it's saying we're going this way and no one's going to stop us, and dealing with what happens after that. Any other, like, oh please, Oliver Twist, can I have some more? All of that just ends in disaster. So that's why it comes down to us. We've got to build ourselves up, be fully confident in what we're asking for, and then go tell them. And you'll be surprised how many people are attracted to that kind of leadership. If the other company has a toxic culture, they probably had a toxic leader, maybe, probably. So when they see that type of leadership, it's like, we're going this way, we're changing lives, they'll be attracted to it anyway, because they haven't had it and now they see it, they'll be attracted with it and they'll come and join you. That's how I would go and handle merging those two cultures. Did you know that this show goes onto Facebook, it goes onto YouTube, it goes onto Instagram, it goes onto iTunes, and it goes onto LinkedIn? Do me a favor, would you? Tell more people about the show so that I can spread the message. Love ya. See ya.